Transcripts just released in the impeachment inquiry show the ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, reversed his earlier testimony to acknowledge resumption of U.S. aid to Ukraine was indeed tied to a quid pro quo by President Trump. The transcript is one of two released by House investigators looking into impeachment charges against the president. To find out more, we're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with U.S. Congresswoman Jackie Speier from the Bay Area, who sits on the House Intelligence Committee. It is always great to talk to you. I'm very interested about what you think about that reversal and testimony by Sondland.
Well, I think it was very important for Ambassador Sondland to clarify his position, because clearly, had he not, he would have perjured himself because he swore under oath. Now, there were many times during his testimony, and the transcripts supported that he said, "I did not recall." And typically, that can be both a true comment, but it can also be a way of not answering a question. And in his case, he had used it, I think, to not answer the question, but then clarified it before his transcript came out. So the likelihood of him perjuring himself is more remote.
Congresswoman, in the bigger picture of this, there almost seems to be an emerging argument that, yeah, there was quid pro quo, but so what? Is there any scenario in which quid pro quo could be copacetic?
So, in truth, you can have an impeachable offense in which Congress chooses not to act for the good of the country. That's oftentimes been used as a reason not to act. But what the question turns on now is, was there a corrupt intent? And a corrupt intent relative to a quid pro quo is, was the president using his office, was he abusing his office for personal gain? And when you look at the facts in this situation, he clearly was. He was trying to get Ukraine to fabricate dirt on Joe Biden so he could beat him in the 2020 presidential election. Now, what is most troubling to me is, how many other times did he use the power of the office for personal gain? And we may never know the answer, or we may find that this is just a growing mountain of evidence of someone in the White House who has not put the country first, but rather has put himself first.
Do you think Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney is going to testify?
I'm sure he will decline. Another example of how the president and all the president's men are abusing the authority and their oath of office and refusing to respond to subpoenas by the Congress. And that becomes yet another article of impeachment called obstruction of Congress. Under Article 1 of the Constitution, Congress has the authority to investigate the executive branch. And our founding fathers did that because they were very concerned with the monarchy, of someone becoming a dictator. And so they really were very careful to create these three equal branches of government and to keep the checks and balances in place, which the president has clearly abused. And frankly, Congress has not asserted itself.
There's some buzz growing that Republicans are looking to potentially shake up their lineup on the House Intelligence Committee, on which you sit. I assume that's their prerogative. There are no rules that suggest that can't be done one way or the other?
That's right. You can put members on a committee and then, in the course of doing that, place them in a position where they could be the lead questioner. In the case of the Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes has been the ranking member for some time, and also, I think, ensnared in the Trump web of trying to create an issue out of the Mueller investigation when there was no issue to be created out of it. What's interesting in all of this, Jeff, is that you have a situation where the president hasn't changed his spots. I mean, the issue of Russian involvement in our election in 2016, there's no question about it. And he welcomed their involvement, just like he was welcoming and encouraging and urging Ukraine to get involved in the 2020 election and was withholding $400 million of money that had already been appropriated by Congress to help the Ukrainians fight back the Russians. So when Speaker Pelosi says all roads lead to Russia, she's absolutely right. there is something between the president and Vladimir Putin that has created this situation where he can't say anything bad about Vladimir Putin, even though Russia is our adversary, and everything appears to be tied to Vladimir Putin.
Bay Area Congresswoman Jackie Speier.